January, the NLF launches the Tet Offensive, a series of attacks against South Vietnamese cities, including Saigon. Though U.S. forces defeat the communist insurgents, the size of their offensive causes the American press and public to question optimistic Pentagon claims about the progress of the war. Subsequent polls show only 26% of Americans support Johnson's war policy. March 31, Johnson announces that he will not seek re-election. Additionally, he calls for a partial halt to U.S. bombing and encourages the North Vietnamese to attend peace talks. May 10, the Paris peace talks begin with the United States represented by Averell Harriman and the North represented by Foreign Minister Xuan Tu. Negotiations between both sides continue on and off for the next 5 years. November, Richard M. Nixon elected president, 1969, total U.S. combat deaths are roughly 40,000. Late January, Paris peace talks resume. March 17, Nixon orders secret bombing campaign against North Vietnamese supply depots in Cambodia. April, U.S. troop levels reach their highest point, 543,400, June.